Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Kamieniecki. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Goodwin. Batting second. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting third. The left fielder, Bip Roberts. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jeff King. Batting fifth. The DH, Scott Cooper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Sweeney. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jose Rosado. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hammonds hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. King hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kamieniecki fires to first and picks off King. 1 out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper strikes out. 2 outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ripken. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Dye moves to third. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bordick hits a line drive towards first. King reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Tom Goodwin batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a line drive into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bip Roberts batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. King is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. King strikes out. There goes Roberts. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dye is 0 for 1 in the game. Dye hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Paquette is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Paquette hits a pop-up towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards third. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dye. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodwin takes first base on ball 4. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. King is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dye is 0 for 2 in the game. Dye hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmeiro takes first base on ball 4. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rosado fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Paquette. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Paquette steals second. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bordick. Paquette moves to third. Joe Vitiello pinch hits for David Howard. Joe Vitiello batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Sweeney. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Sweeney steals second. Joe Vitiello batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Vitiello is walked intentionally. Shane Halter pinch runs for Joe Vitiello. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Goodwin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to home to get Paquette. Sweeney moves to third. Halter moves to second. One out. Terry Matthews now pitching. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to home to get Sweeney. Halter moves to third. Goodwin moves to second. Two outs. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Roberts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Shane Halter now playing second base. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff strikes out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hammonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Hammonds takes first base on ball 4. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Roberts. Hoyles reaches second base with a double. Hammonds goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Royals. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 1-2. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. King hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. King reaches second base with a double. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dye is 0-for-3 in the game. Dye hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Paquette batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Paquette is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Halter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Palmeiro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 2, Royals, 2. Hipólito Pichardo now pitching. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pichardo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 0 for 3 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Johnny Damon pinch runs for Mike Sweeney. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halter bunts towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Alomar covering, for the out. Damon moves to second. One out. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Goodwin takes first base on ball 4. Alan Mills now pitching. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Speyer now catching. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hammonds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Halter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0 for 3 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pichardo fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoyles moves to second. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Anderson is walked intentionally. Jamie Walker now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 4 in the game. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Roberts strikes out. 1 out. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. King is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. King takes first base on ball 4. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes King. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. King steals second. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dye is 0 for 4 in the game. Dye strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. King scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palmeiro for the out. One out. Brian Bevel now pitching. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. BJ Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Surhoff is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hammonds is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hammonds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goodwin. Hammonds reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. Surhoff goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hoyles is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Halter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Randy Myers now pitching. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Paquette is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Paquette strikes out. One out. Tim Speyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Speyer hits a fly ball into center field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Halter is 0 for 0 in the game. Halter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Goodwin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.